in the hilly country, and you have black land soil, which is alluvial soil. I believe it's soil that has washed in for centuries and then forms a fine soil for field, and sandy soil, and
do you have a name for a soil that's kind of part clay and part sandy?
I don't remember. Wouldn't be subsoil, would it?
What I have in my backyard is that old black heavy clay.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even get a shovel through it, whether it's wet or dry.
It's just
real heavy.
Oh.
It's real hard.
Oh.
It's so heavy that when it, over the years, when it rains, you know, it expands and contracts, and it'll crack house foundations. It's so heavy. It just
cracks
the house. Mm-hmm. Bad. If you've got some water standing on your land where you don't want it to be, and you want to get it off of there, what would you say you have to do?
Drain it off.
Okay. What would you dig?
A ditch to draw the standing water away from the area down into a creek or some flowing place where it would flow off.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called a canal?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between a ditch and a canal?
Yes, a ditch is a much smaller thing than a canal. A canal would be something that carries enough water to float a boat or a canoe on, and of course you have the big canals where even steamers can be brought from one ocean to the other, like the Panama Canal.
Mm. Okay. What would you call a deep, narrow valley that's cut by water through the woods or someplace like that, and it sometimes it's like 10 feet deep and 10 feet across? What would you call something like that? Okay. What would you call any kind of thing that's been dug out, you know, the soil by erosion, that might cut across a road or something like that?
Mm.
Usually dry, but...
A ditch.
Okay.
Yeah, ditch, D-I-T-C-H.
So a ditch can be either man-made or not man-made,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. What would you call a small running freshwater thing?
Creek.
Okay. If it's a little bit larger, what would you call it then?
A river.
A river, okay. That's me. My creeks and rivers, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it goes to oceans. Let's see. What are the names of some creeks around here?
Oh, we have York's Creek and Combal Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And this creek that brought that flood down here in 1972 is Slaughter's Creek, I believe. S-C-H-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, Slaughter's Creek. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.